In this week's parsha, in two different occasions, it speaks about when questions arise in going to the courts. In the first section is towards the beginning of the parsha that deals with judgments, with judges. So it speaks about in all of our gates, b'chol sha'arecha, there should be a court system, there should be courts, there should be judges that sit. And questions that arise, the litigants should go to the local courts. On the other hand, it speaks a little bit later in the section about when questions arise, that one goes up, v'kamta v'alita, one comes and goes up, l'makom, to the place which God chose, which means to the place where the Beit HaMikdash is. Which first of all tells us that wherever the temple was, there also needed to be a court. These things go together. It's not just a place of ritual, it also needs to be a place of justice. There needs to be a mixture. Ritual and justice. And they can't be separated. But the other question is, which kinds of laws are dealt with locally and which kinds of laws are dealt with nationally? So the simple answer is as follows. When the local courts know the law, then they answer it. The question is, what does it mean they know the law? The answer is they received it on tradition. They learned it from their teachers. On the other hand, if they don't know it, then it gets pushed up to a higher court. And subsequently, it gets pushed to a higher court and a higher court whenever the lower courts don't know it. But all the lower courts are only allowed to give a ruling on something which they received from tradition. They're not allowed to set a precedent. The only one which can set a precedent is that court which sits near the temple. The question is, and I would say on a deeper level, what is this trying to tell us? In the very beginning, when the Mishkan was introduced, one of the first things that we're told about it is build an ark. We need an ark to put in the Ten Commandments. And on that ark is to put these Kruvim. And from these Kruvim, the voice will come and speak to Moshe. Which means the law emanates from heaven, and it comes down, and it's handed to Moshe. Which means the Mishkan, the temple, the Beit HaMikdash is a place where our prayers go up into heaven. But the Beit HaMikdash is also a place, and the Mishkan is also a place, where the word of God descends. Which means this ability of the court to be able to make new laws, to be able to deal with laws where there is no precedent, that is seen at least philosophically or theologically as being the word of God is going to flow down. I'm sitting on the porch in our house, and in the back you can see the hills of Jerusalem. Right in back of me is where Jerusalem sits. This is a place that the word of God flowed down from heaven and came out to the people. It came out to the people and then was taught in all the cities. It was judged in all the cities. But that's once it came down. For a new law to come down, for a new precedent, in a certain sense, God has to open up the heavens and give inspiration to those who are involved in the judgment and share with them the wisdom which comes from heaven. And therefore we understand that the judges who are adjudicating, they have their authority, not just because they're wise and they are, not just because they're honest and they're decent and they must be, but because God gets involved in history. And just like God gave the Torah to Moshe, God continues to inspire and to give Torah to those who learn and actually to those who need it.